We'd like to welcome you to the Big Sabal Point Lighthouse. Does anybody know why it's called Sabal, Big Sabal?
No.
What does Sabal mean? Sabal means sand.
It's a beautiful area that lighthouses are in with the water, and that always attracts people. They think of the loneliness maybe, or the in a lot of books, it's the source of a lot of adventure. You're out here by yourself and have to do for yourself with what you've got. There's the thrill of maybe rescuing someone off of a ship, being the one that's responsible for keeping the light going to make sure that those ships aren't going to crash into the rocks or into the shore. People are trying to capture a lot of that. And we're not in control. It's Mother Nature that's in control.
There's 130 steps from the bottom to the very top. I think lighthouses are a very important part of our American heritage, what they stand for, what they've done, what they mean, even though they're not necessarily used to guide ships anymore because of global positioning. I think a lighthouse is a symbol of mankind, a symbol of us as citizens, to be also lighthouses, to be guides to people, to those around us.
When you look out here, you're looking at the very same scenery that the people who built this tower seen. They've seen the very same thing. They've seen the same water, the same beach, and probably the same sand dunes and the same forest in the background. Those are just little markers that tell us the distance to cities around here. Chicago, 160 miles, and as we walk along, we see other markers. This one here says Ludington, 7 miles. Grand Rapids, 85 miles. Lansing, 130 miles. And as we keep going around, we see more stickers that tell us the direction and how far the cities are. It's very remote.
This is one of the bedrooms. This happens to be the bedroom I'm staying in. Very nicely furnished. Lots of closets in this place, and we assume it's because they had to have lots of supplies for a long period of time. The keeper's quarters were built about the same time as the lighthouse, 1867. Their main job was to tend the light. Back when before electricity, they had to keep the lamp burning. I'm a very nostalgic person. I like history. I like things that people did a long time ago. And just to think that now I'm experiencing what they've experienced.
It would have been a very hard life. Especially the nights the foghorn was running. You know, because it would run sometimes for 4 days at a time. And they couldn't talk. They would have to time their conversation to speak in between the blasts of the foghorn. I think I got totally interested in them when I first saw this one, walking out here, just because of the beauty. It was almost a religious experience, seeing that sentinel stand over the water. You know, I am the light, I'll show you the way. You know what I mean?